Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The matter is, if you are a police officer, you swore an oath to protect and serve your community, not disproportionately kill black men who have no weapons in said communities.
And not hand out death sentences for small crimes.
Facts. I mean, the George Floyd, we're talking about $20
right.
in counterfeit money. Like, really?
Right. Yeah. And then, honestly, we don't have, you know, luxury of all of us of knowing everything that goes on when there are. And it's another concern we brought up earlier, is that if we say certain things or equate certain things, they could be somehow racist. When there is a white person who dies at the hands of a black officer, which does happen, there's nothing. There's no outrage.
Yes.
When there's a Hispanic person who dies at the hands of a white, Hispanic, black officer, there is no outrage. And I know because of history and all that. So I just
but
try.
But it doesn't happen anywhere near as much, though, Jared. Like, we're 14% of the population.
Right.
Y'all are well more than, y'all are 3 times that. So the frequency that it happens is very rare. But then what about people, Jared? What about white guys that go in church and kill everybody in the church and get handcuffed and walked off to jail?
And yeah. They do
what
everything.
About that situation?
No,
and they do everything to make sure that he walks out alive. And we were just talking about that yesterday.
True.
How that makes zero sense to me.
Yeah,
zero, Katie, zero.
No, and I agree with that. I mean, and that's a sick thing, and that's another thing too. I think white, for whatever reason, mass murders for the most part are white. Serial killers for the most part are white, and we're like, don't lump us in with them. But then why is that? And I think we need to find out why. Where's the breakdown there? And where we do find that happening more and more, and why is it happening predominantly with white people? Do you guys have any more questions for us?
No, not really, man. I think it's been a beneficial conversation. Drunkus, Roxy, do you all have anything else?
I don't.
I don't have any more questions.
He fell asleep on the couch, didn't he?
No, probably. No, he's not asleep.
No, I'm kidding.
He's just real mellow right
now.
No,
he was bragging about his couch usage. So I didn't want to. I did want to say this. Historic time outside of what we're doing, historic time that we're seeing in this country where there's protesting.
Absolutely.
More than there's ever been, more, my understanding, than even after Martin Luther King was assassinated, as far as how widespread it is. Most of it is peaceful protesting. Everyone I know, including you guys, agree George Floyd was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And we all saw it, and it's disgusting. Everyone is on board as far as they want something to change so that people don't have to live in fear that's rational, or even fear that may come from some people might have irrational fears of just never going out again because they're so concerned. But we don't want anyone to live in America and be scared. I think we can all agree on that. I do want to say,
absolutely,
we respect you guys. We expect 3 Live Crew. We do this for a living. We know what it's like to get up at 3:45 or 4 in the morning. To come in here to put our emotions, to put our thoughts, our feelings out for public consumption, and sometimes have listeners say horrible things to us, and then lots of times our listeners, for the most part, are tremendous. But so we respect you. We view you as a brotherhood, a sisterhood with us as far as being morning show people, but more importantly, as human beings. And we're so grateful for this time. We love you guys. I would love for you to get together to have lunch. sometime soon? You guys can pay. You're a much bigger company.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And also, where do I come when I become a part of your show, since you all so graciously offered? I'll be there starting Monday morning.
Not a problem. We'll get Roxy to train you. She'll send you to the ropes.
Thank you. Because clearly, Roxy is appreciated on her station and treated like the queen that she is.
What Katie meant to say.
Wait a minute. All seriousness, I would like to say, Jared, well, first of all, as far as Roxy's position, when we first started this show, everything that we do, for the most part, at least we try to, we funnel it through Roxy. Like, we're smart enough to understand that our demo that listens to us are 18 to 24-year-old black females, and Roxy has her finger on the pulse of that demographic. So if it's something that we want to talk about, we try to gauge it through Roxy. Even when I'm doing sports, like, if I don't have Roxy's attention, then 9 times out of 10, my audience isn't entertained by that either. So that's usually our gauge, Kate. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be respected like mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. again, come on over here to 102 Jam.
Her
name is on the show.
That means you get 2 checks, Katie. That means you get 2 checks. Do the math, sis. Do the math.
I'm trying.
No, but like, Jared, I appreciate you for reaching out, man. I'm not going to front, man. Like, I'll speak for myself. I won't speak for everybody on the show, but I was nervous mm-hmm. Going into this.
Me too.
I didn't know where the conversation was going to go, but I'm just 100% confident, man, that we have to have these uncomfortable conversations so that we can move forward. So you all can see that what we view as disrespect, and we can see what you all view as disrespect, and we can see your fears, and it has to be vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I know that there are listeners listening on your station on 107.5 and listening here at 102 Jams, and we're not going to be able to change their minds. But the reality is, we have to reach the children, our mm-hmm. children. When you ask what to tell your children, you have to instill those values in them, because it's easier to build strong children than it is to repair broken men. And a lot of us are broken, a lot of mentals are broken, and we just have to start there. Yes, Rock.
I do want to ask if we had anything else. I do. Did you guys gain anything from this conversation? Do you feel more enlightened? Do you feel
Well, one, absolutely. You're trying to take Katie. That's disturbing.
Yeah.
No, but seriously.
I think anytime you can have a conversation, whether there are the uncomfortable moments, it's the tension. I was nervous coming in thinking I want to be as prepared as I can, but I also mm-hmm. want to be yeah. as real as I can and vulnerable mm-hmm. as I can.
And honest.
And mm-hmm. I wanted the same from you. Yes, we got all of that and more. I feel on top of the world knowing that we're all in it together, that if we mm-hmm. keep doing this, if we keep having yeah. these conversations and we keep being put in our place or having our, maybe that's the wrong way to say that, but not in put in our place. But if we just continue to keep the lines of communication open
yes.
and raise our children to be better, I think that we can do anything. I feel great about our conversation.
And I love tough conversations
yes.
because that's when people are honest. Sometimes in the PC culture, people will say the PC culture has made liars out of everyone because we're so scared, like you said, coding around white mm-hmm. people or, ooh, I don't want to say this because even though it might be a fact or true, I don't want the blowback.
Mm-hmm.
I felt nothing but genuine, yeah. straightforward answers from you, B-Dot, from Roxy, from Drankins, mm-hmm. and I felt that you guys were respectful enough to let us say things, and then if you didn't like it, you push back, but is in a respectful, strong way, and we need more of that in this country, in this world, and to me, there's still a heaviness because nothing is solved 100%, it won't be. But I feel lighter today than I did yesterday ever after having this conversation with you guys.
And thank you.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I appreciate y'all.
Thank
absolutely.
You. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
appreciate y'all.
For real. Great stuff today, man.
Again, we do want to do lunch today, Mellow.
Oh, yeah.
Like we're hungry for real.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.